This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
There's a lot to think about with the lockout notice at the Port of Vancouver, as well as other ports in BC. An estimated 67% of container traffic for all of Canada goes through the port. The impact on both exports and imports will be significant if the lockout continues, given that the port handles about 500 million plus worth of products a day. It's not just longshoremen who will be impacted by the lockout. 95,000 direct and indirect jobs, from truckers to retailers and manufacturers who rely on the port, are impacted. Something like $12 billion in GDP. So even a few days or weeks can have a significant impact on the economy. Supply chains get disrupted, some computer goods will go up in price because supply is dwindling. Both the employer and the unions involved are aware that if the dispute drags on, it can threaten to do permanent damage as businesses are forced to seek alternative ports, maybe like Seattle. I mean, it's a competitive business, which gets to why this dispute is so difficult. I mean, the main sticking point seems to be over automation of the ports. The employer says it's necessary in order to compete, while the union says it's not only going to cost jobs, but will also have a negative impact on the communities involved. It's a complex issue, but in a nutshell, I suspect they're both right, which is what makes this so difficult. Ports are commercial enterprises that are in competition with other ports. Los Angeles and Long Beach, the two biggest container ports in the U.S., have been employing massive cranes in concert with automated cargo haulers for over a year. Many ports in Europe have a much higher level of automation that started as early as the mid-90s. Billions have been spent with reports of increased productivity and reduced costs. But it comes at the cost of jobs. And that's obviously a justifiable and serious concern of the unions. But like so many other sectors of the economy, most notably manufacturing, they can delay the automation, but they're not going to stop it. The only realistic solution is to negotiate to mitigate the hardship on the workers who lose their jobs. Now, I'm sure there is talk of early retirement packages that include some grandfathered benefits. The point is, this is not easy, whether we're talking about job losses in the oil industry, manufacturing, or workers at the port. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.